Traveling has done wonders for my life. It showed me various cultures, some of the most beautiful scenery, and enabled me to meet many people, mostly men but definitely quite a few women. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't entertained a few dashing strangers who wanted to show me their city. How could I not? They were tall, dark, and definitely handsome. After seeing most of South America, Europe, Asia, and parts of North America, I headed back home. Spending the last 15 years on the road had matured me but also exhausted me. But I also factored in my age and marriage. The clock was ticking, and I had to get a move on. I wanted my husband to be Australian and to raise our children in the traditional Australian way my parents raised me. Mom had hassled me for the last 10 years to look for a husband. I met several good men while traveling, but I never stuck around long enough to let the relationship develop. Perhaps I never gave them a chance because I didn't see a future with them. But I was warming up to the possibility of spending the rest of my life with Jaden. He was slightly different from the men I had been with. He was blonde, had quirky habits such as insisting on crossing the road only on the green light, even though no cars were in sight, and was really funny. Some of the men I had been with were also funny, but not like Jaden. Sometimes, he cracked me up so much that I'd have to hold my aching stomach. I also enjoyed the simple things with him, such as walking down the beach and sipping on protein shakes at the health bar. I could definitely picture raising my children with him. He provided stability and financial support. I made good money working as a marketing manager for an Australian company, enabling me to work remotely, but Jaden's income would upgrade my lifestyle. The only problem I had with him was that he was 7 years my junior. Ugh, I couldn't stop thinking about that. Why couldn't he, at least, be my age? Then he'd be perfect. Well, almost. There were a few other things I would change about him, but they weren't deal breakers. Jaden had to work this Sunday, so I decided to stroll the beach by myself. "Hey, are you a vlogger?" asked a man. I turned to him and said, "No, why?" "I saw you recording yourself. I'm taking a picture of myself in this Brazilian shirt. My best friend is Brazilian, and I thought she'd find it amusing. It's nice to have friends around the world." I smiled. "Yeah, I'm fortunate." "I'm Gavin," he said, extending his arm. "Veronica. Nice to meet you. You do any traveling?" "Only on my bike and as far as it can take me around Australia. And that's pretty far. I've seen quite a bit of this magical place." My eyes broadened. "You got a bike?" "Yeah, I'll give you a ride sometime." I smiled and lowered my chin. "That's nice of you, but I'm seeing someone." "Is it serious?" I tilted my head from side to side. "Maybe. It's new, but it has potential. You never know what could happen. So you best off having a backup plan," he smiled cheekily. He was right, but I had to make sure of one thing. "How old are you?" I asked. "I'm 40. "Perfect. He was a year older than me. "I can give you my number and we can stay in touch. You never know what can happen." I meant my relationship with Jaden. It was still fresh, and I needed a backup plan if things turned pear-shaped. I had no time to waste. Gavin smiled, making me believe that he thought I gave him hope of something developing between the two of us. The following day, he messaged to tell me that it was a pleasure to meet me and asked to meet up for coffee. I couldn't do it because I wouldn't want Jaden to do the same to me. "Treat people the way you want to be treated," Mom taught me. On Saturday, Jaden dined me at a fancy restaurant. The decor was exquisite and the food was delicious. I was really impressed with his taste. That was definitely the kind of lifestyle I could become accustomed to. He would also have to get a domestic servant and a nanny to make my life easier once we got married. I can't be expected to do those things myself. Throughout the next few weeks, Jaden and I had grown closer. My feelings for him had strengthened, and we had fooled around a few times, stopping just before he undressed me. I wanted to make him wait a bit longer to see if I was special to him. If I was more important to him than sex, he would wait. Mom called and asked me how the wedding plans were coming along. I rolled my eyes at her recurring question. She did it to probe into my love life, hoping I'd tell her about a potential husband I had met. I wanted to give her some hope but not go into the details because I wasn't sure yet. Mom, I've met someone. That's wonderful, dear. What's he like? He's nice. I like him. Just like him. I exhaled a silent sigh. Mom, let's give it some time. It's still new. Feelings take time to develop. I know, dear, but time isn't exactly on your side. You still need to get married and have children. I lowered the phone from my ear and looked up. I hated to admit it, but Mom was right. After taking a deep breath, I said, I know, Mom. I'm working on it. Work a bit faster, dear. I'm dying to hold my grandchildren. Okay, Mom. I have to go. We'll chat later. I hung up, rolled my eyes, and then exhaled. I think I was more frustrated with myself than her because I knew I should have looked for a husband years ago. It's just that traveling and focusing on my career seemed like the right thing to do at the time. On Saturday, Jaden booked a small private plane and took me to an exotic spot on a private beach. A table and chairs were set on the sand, and a waiter approached the table after we sat. I smiled at Jaden, completely in awe that he had gone to such lengths to impress me. Nobody else was around us. I turned my head left and watched the sun lower at the horizon, eventually tucking away half of itself. The tide drifted in, and the water flowed over our feet. It really was a magical date and one of the best I had. After lunch, Jaden and I held hands as we strolled down the beach. We stopped several minutes later and faced each other, my arms wrapped around his neck. He kissed me, and I raised my right foot behind me. At my place, Jaden wanted to take things further after kissing me for several minutes, but I wanted him to wait just a tad bit longer. I had to be certain that he was the one. A small seed of doubt made me question our future because of his age, but I was getting over it, slowly but surely. The following day, Jaden picked me up and then took me to a pub he frequented with his mates to watch games. They joined us half an hour after our arrival. His friends were loud, and he fed off their energy and became loud himself. Two of his friends were in their 20s, and it really showed on their youthful faces and behavior. His friends reminded me of Jaden's age. My shoulders lowered, and my gaze dropped to the table. If only he was my age or, at least a few years older. I flashed a fake smile at them every few minutes to seem like I was having fun. Seeing Jaden with his young friends made that seed of doubt grow into a watermelon. On Monday morning, a message came through on my phone. I thought it was Jaden, but I was pleasantly surprised to see it was Gavin. Hey, beautiful. Are you still alive and ready for an adventure at a moment's notice? Just reading the words adventure and a moment's notice made my heart beat faster and smile. I replied, what did you have in mind? A bike ride to wherever the road takes us. I thought about it for less than a minute and replied, sounds fun. 20 minutes later, I heard the roaring sound of the bike's engine in front of my gate as Gavin revved it. I walked out in my leather outfit. He got off the bike and handed me a helmet. I put it on and then got on the bike, wrapping my arms around him tightly. I screamed as he pulled off at what seemed like 100 miles an hour. My heart was beating fast, with adrenaline pumping through my body. I felt so alive. Gavin rode for about an hour before stopping to fill up. He asked me to lend him $20 because he was sure to fill up the gas tank. We rode for another hour, eventually reaching Wheatbelt, an outback that's about 240 kilometers outside of Perth. Nobody was around, but I felt safe with Gavin. He exuded masculinity, and his muscles made him look so strong. "I love coming out here," said Gavin. "It's so peaceful. Just lets me relax from all the havoc in the city." "You never told me where you live."
"Not too far away from you."
"In a house or a flat?"
"I'm actually renting a cottage from an old lady. She's got a massive property, and I'm just there for the meantime while I find my feet."
"Oh, I see." We got to know each other more as we walked. I loved hearing Gavin's military stories. He served for 6 years, and he had such brave adventures that made me wonder how somebody could be so courageous. I was completely intrigued and couldn't wait for the next words to come out of his mouth. His voice was deep and the way he spoke was like he demanded attention. At sunset, we watched the sun dip as we leaned on his bike. Being in Gavin's company made me completely submit to him. I couldn't explain it, but I figured that it was my femininity sensing that it was in the presence of a real man. He put his hand over mine as it rested on his seat. We looked in each other's eyes, and he cupped my face and then kissed me. His lips lowered to my neck, and I raised my chin. I loved that he nibbled on my earlobe and then licked my collarbone. It was so kinky. He pulled down my tank top, exposing my breast but not the nipple. I smiled as he kissed my breast and then pulled all of it out. I had never been so exposed in public. I guess it didn't matter since nobody was around. Gavin bent his knees and sucked my nipple. I loved it. A minute later, he put his hands on my bum and squeezed my cheeks. I screeched as he lifted me, and I wrapped my legs around him, his mouth still sucking my nipple. I pulled out my other breast, and he sucked it as well. A few minutes later, Gavin lowered my feet to the ground. He put his hands on my waist and then turned me. I saw that he wanted me to face my butt to him. My hands rested on his bike as he stood behind me, pressing his hard dick against my butt. He put his hands around my abdomen and then reached for the button on my pants. He unbuttoned it and then pulled my pants down. He squatted as he bit a chunk of my butt cheek. I must say I enjoyed that. He grabbed both cheeks and parted them, with only my G-string preventing my pussy from being exposed. But it was exposed shortly thereafter, as Gavin pulled down my G-string. He stood up and slid his left hand in between my cheeks, rubbing my pussy as he pressed up against me. I tilted my face slightly right, and his cheek brushed mine as I reached and then grabbed the back of his head. He grabbed both of my breasts and squeezed them, pressing his hard dick against my butt again. I heard him unbuckle his belt and then unzip his pants. I bent over the bike, resting my forearms on the seat. Gavin shoved his dick inside my pussy and then grabbed my shoulders. He thrust, and I closed my eyes and breathed heavily. As he gave it to me harder, my heartbeat sped up, and I shot out several screams. He definitely knew how to pleasure a woman. Once the pleasure overwhelmed me, I dug my nails into the seat, rested my forehead on it, and then screamed into it. Gavin clutched a fist of my hair and pulled it. I raised my head off the seat and screamed as we convulsed. It was so hot, and I couldn't get enough of his hard thrusts. It's like he exerted himself with every pump. After a few minutes, he let go of my hair and slowed the rate of the thrusts. I lowered my head to the seat again, breathing deeply and trying to catch my breath. He pulled out his dick and then tapped it on my butt cheek.
I straightened my back and turned to face him. He grabbed my waist and pulled me towards him. I smiled, and we kissed. Gavin grabbed my legs and raised me, and I wrapped my legs around him again. Holding his dick, I lowered my butt onto it, and it slipped into my pussy. With my arms around Gavin's neck, I bounced on his dick while staring at him. There was nothing sexier than having sex while watching over Gavin's shoulder the last bit of the sun set behind the horizon. Sometime later, I noticed the vehement expression on his face, and he gritted his teeth. I knew that he was about to come, so I hopped off his dick and got on my knees. He smiled and shot out his load onto my face. I closed my eyes and smiled as he sprayed his cum all over my face. After we got dressed, we rode back home. It was about 11 p.m. when we arrived. I kissed Gavin goodbye and then went inside. There was no need for me to invite him in as I would see him again soon. Before getting into bed, I checked my messages and saw one from Jaden. I didn't reply as I figured I'd do it tomorrow. In the morning, I couldn't stop thinking about Gavin. I wanted to delay calling him for another day, but I couldn't wait. I called, and the phone kept ringing. I figured he was busy. As the hours passed, I couldn't understand why he hadn't called back. After dinner, I called again. I slumped on the couch and sighed after hanging up. I was convinced that he had seen my calls. The following day, I opted for a message. By nighttime, Gavin hadn't replied. I realized that the bastard had no intention of seeing me again. He wanted to dip his stick inside me, and that's all. I shook my head and blew out a long breath. Well, at least I still had Jaden. Besides, he was a more stable option anyway. He was sweet and financially stable. I couldn't say the same for Gavin. I remembered that I still hadn't replied to him from 2 days ago, so I thought I'd call him. I wanted him to come over so I could tell him that I wanted a future with him and was ready to have sex with him. Giving him my body would definitely make him feel that I had surrendered myself to him and was willing to commit. "Hey you," I said over the phone.
"Hi.
Sorry, I didn't reply to your message sooner.
Where were you?"
I was just busy."
"Is that so?"
"Yes. I came over to your place on Monday to surprise you, and you weren't there."
"You did?"
"Yes."
"So where were you?"
"I stepped out with a friend."
"Apparently so.
I spoke to your neighbor, and he said he saw you get on the back of some guy's bike." My heart leapt into my throat, and I remained silent for some time, not knowing how to respond. Eventually, I said, "Sorry about that. It was nothing. I'm serious about you."
"Seems like you're not so serious about me when the biker guy is around.
You forget all about me then."
"Jaden, come on. That's not true. I care about—"
He cut me off. "I was really serious about you, Veronica. If you had given me a chance, I would have treated you like a queen. But maybe my treatment is reserved for a real queen and not the village bicycle." He hung up, and my heart dropped. I sat on the couch and cried, knowing I had let a good man pass me by. The following day, Mom called. She sensed my misery and then interrogated me until I told her everything. "So you had a great man whom you made wait for you, but you surrendered your body to some guy you barely knew on the first night?" asked Mom.
"Yes," I said softly.
"Not only did Jaden treat you well, but he was financially stable and really serious about being with you for the long haul. The other guy sounds like he had no money, probably didn't even have a job and wanted a quick lay. And you acted impulsively just because Jaden was slightly younger than you and the other guy seemed more macho.
It sounds to me like he gave you a chance, and you should have been grateful to have a younger husband who would make you feel special. I closed my eyes and nodded. Is it any wonder why you're almost 40 and still single? My girl, you are a fool.